You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Research New Zealand released the results of a survey about the state of New Zealand homes. It asked respondents whether they owned or rented their home and to rate their home on several decent home factors. This morning, Frances spoke with Emmanuel Kalafatilis, Research New Zealand's managing partner, about the results of the survey and the clear social division it shows.
Can you begin by explaining what you asked respondents to answer in your recent survey?
Listeners may know that on the 1st of August, Chief Human Rights Commissioner Paul Hunt said New Zealand governments have signed up to a critically important human right, the right to a decent home. For generations, they have promised to create the conditions to enable everyone to live in a decent home, but this has not happened. Successive governments have failed New Zealanders. So against that background, we decided to ask New Zealanders to rate their current homes, owned or rented, on a series of what we call decent home factors. We actually asked two questions. Obviously, what we had to do was establish whether people owned their own homes, either outright or with a mortgage, or they rented a home. And then having established that, we asked them to rate their homes in terms of these decent home factors, which we defined as warmth, dampness, general repair, size, amenities, and affordability.
And what were some of the standout results of your poll?
Well, I think I'd like to begin by saying that listeners may not be surprised to hear that there were significant differences in opinions between renters and those who own their own home. That's really the standout result, but listeners shouldn't be surprised because there's been a lot said about that in the recent past. The other standout for me is the result for the affordability of homes. Even amongst homeowners, and quite a few of them, of course, are owning their homes with a mortgage, just three quarters of them said that their home was affordable. So that obviously means that around one in every four are saying to us that they're not affordable. Now, that result gets even worse when you look at renters. Less than one half, 48% to be precise, of renters said that the home they live in was not affordable. So in other words, the rent that they paid was negative. No, that's not quite right. But just for your listeners' benefit, the definition of affordability that we used was the official one, which means that you're spending less than 30% of your income on renting. So coming back to our renters, less than half of them said that their rent, if you like, was good in that regard.
And were you surprised by any of the results at all?
I was surprised by the affordability result, which I've just told you about.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of other results that I wasn't surprised about but are worth noting.
Mm-hmm.
And they relate to how warm homes are in winter, and also whether they're free from damp and moisture. So if we look at the first one, how warm they are in winter, 81% of our respondents who own their own homes said that their home was warm in winter. So again, that means 20%. One in five are saying that they're not warm in winter. And continuing the pattern that we've already talked about, the situation became worse when we looked at renters. Only 61% of them said that their home was warm in winter. And given that situation, when you look at whether they're free from damp and moisture, 80% of homeowners said that their home was good in that respect, but only 60% of renters said that.
And can you tell me about sort of the social division that you found in the survey between younger and older respondents and their sort of relationship with renting and homeowning?
Absolutely. So, as we know, and this isn't exclusively the case, because there are other groups in the population who are renters, but we know that most renters are young people. And by young, we mean under 35. And in contrast, homeowners tend to be people older than that. So we've got quite a divide happening in terms of age, and we probably, because of that, also got a bit of a divide happening in terms of socioeconomic status and possibly also ethnicity. In other words, those people who are renters are more likely to be younger people, have a lower socioeconomic status, and are probably more likely to be people who have a certain ethnicity. And I'm talking now about people who are Maori and Pacifica in particular.
Okay. And finally, can I ask what the significance of your survey is for steps going forward in New Zealand's response to the housing crisis?
I don't think there's a silver bullet here. This is not an issue that can be resolved in a year, 5 years, possibly even 10 years, unless something really drastic happens. But the other thing I'd like to say is that you've got to consider the consequences of this. If you're living in a home that's not warm or is damp, in winter in particular, then that obviously creates health or problems, not only for the homeowners, but for their children. If you have a health problem, you're unable to work, obviously not able to earn an income and put food on the table. And so there's a bit of a circular thing happening here, isn't there?
Mm.
And I think that, aside from the need to actually resolve this problem, there are also other problems related to this.
That was Emmanuel Kalafatelis from Research New Zealand. He is the managing director, speaking with Francis about the group's recent poll on the housing crisis.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.